update on the vaccination effort in Pennsylvania. Vaccine providers are reporting they've administered 1,164,600 doses of vaccine as of this morning to 918,210 individuals. There are 918,210 people who have received their first dose of vaccine. This is 83% of the vaccine allocation we have received for people's first doses. 246,390 people have received both doses and are fully vaccinated. This is 24% of the vaccine allocation we have received for people's second dose. We know that the actual number is higher, but there's a natural lag in reporting because vaccine providers have 24 hours to report, and the federal retail and pharmacy partnerships have 72 hours to report. Pennsylvania has been allocated 166,375 doses of vaccine this week to give people their first dose of vaccine. Pennsylvania also has been allocated 139,875 doses of vaccine this week to give people their second dose of vaccine so they can be fully vaccinated. Keep in mind that our weekly allocation is only for 66 counties. Federal installations like military bases and VA hospitals are administering their own doses. Philadelphia County is receiving its own allocation and administering its own doses. We've heard a lot of concern from vaccine providers and Pennsylvanians about being able to get the second dose of vaccine. I would like to stress to all providers that the second dose of vaccine for your patient is secure. The second dose of vaccine is essential, and we are ensuring that for anyone who gets a first dose today, there will be a second dose delivered to that provider in time for your second appointment. Providers do not have to set aside the vaccine they receive for first doses to ensure there is a second dose. We have purposefully included your second dose into our allocation strategy because it is essential that Pennsylvanians are fully vaccinated. Getting vaccinated is such an important step in our efforts to stop COVID-19. Since this is a new vaccine, we want to hear from healthcare providers who have already received their immunization. Joining me today is Dr. John Kelly, physician at Penn Medicine. Dr. Kelly has contributed extensively to the work the Muslim Aid Initiative has coordinated surrounding COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccine, including participating in awareness videos and webinars. Thank you for joining us and welcome, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you, Lindsay. I wanted to mention to the audience that vaccines are safe. They work to protect against many serious illnesses and diseases that are sequelae of this virus. And the process of vaccination is new. It has a very, very good safety record. So I received my vaccine a couple weeks ago, did not have any major difficulties. I had some arm soreness, the first dose. Second dose, I had some chills, but I did not miss work. And data on each of the vaccines is available. It shows remarkable effectiveness. Even after one dose, some of the vaccines are coming in showing significant efficacy. But it's imperative that once you get your first dose, you immediately schedule your second dose to make sure you receive the adequate protection and benefits and make that appointment sacrosanct. COVID-19 is still a dangerous virus and impacts many people across our wonderful state and nation. There's more and more literature revealing the potential numerous residual effects of this dreaded infection. So while most people with COVID recover and return to normal health, some can have symptoms that can last for weeks, even months from this virus, including respiratory, cardiac issues. Even people who are not hospitalized who have mild illness can experience constant or late symptoms. That's why it's so important that we do all we can to prevent the spread of COVID in our communities. The vaccine process is going to take some time, and there isn't enough vaccine for people now. There will be, thanks to all the wonderful efforts of our state. So while we're waiting, it's important to take precautionary steps to help spread this virus. Please continue to wear your masks, frequent hand washing, and social distancing. It's important we continue to avoid gatherings and not congregate with those we don't live with. This just makes no sense. The virus is still out there. And even after you have gotten the vaccine, you must still take appropriate measures to keep yourself and those around you and your loved ones safe, including rest, I think vitamin D has some data, manage stress and get moderate exercise. So I received my vaccine with my colleagues. I still take these safety measures because this is not over, this battle. Protect ourselves, our loved ones, and those in our community. And don't forget, the vaccine saves lives. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly, for sharing your experience and for all of the work you and your team is doing to save lives throughout this pandemic. We are internally grateful for your efforts. Now, as we all may know, there is an unofficial national holiday this weekend. As we learned from the Thanksgiving holiday, small gatherings can lead to outbreaks of COVID-19, something we especially want to avoid as people wait to be vaccinated. So, our Super Bowl parties might have to look a bit different because it is so important to stay safe. As we continue to stress, we must have patience, as the amount of vaccine available in Pennsylvania and across the nation is limited. Vaccine is provided to Pennsylvanians in a way that is ethical, equitable, and efficient. We are asking all Pennsylvanians to know when it is your turn. This way, we can make sure our most vulnerable residents can get vaccinated now. These are the people who are most likely to get very sick from COVID and are more likely to die from it. If we can get them vaccinated quickly, we can save lives. While we're waiting, we must keep up our efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19 by masking up, washing up, and maintaining social distancing. Thank you. I'll now take questions.
Thank you. First up, Maurice Cipriani from WTAE. Maurice, go ahead and unmute.
Hi, this is Marcy. Thank you for taking the questions. That's okay. That's okay. My question is really about a process for people to be vaccinated. We've had a lot of struggles from people here in Allegheny County, and I'm sure statewide, with a limited amount of vaccine. Is there anything you would tell these people? Is there anything that the state can do to make sort of a unified system where everyone can get signed up who falls under the guidelines at the moment?
So, Marcy, again, I think the underlying message is for folks to stay patient. We are working to make our systems more accessible, to make information and education more accessible to the public. But as we do that, we ask for folks to stay patient. Again, we would deal with the same issues without a system, which is the limited supply of vaccine. Thank you.
Any follow?
No follow. Thank you.
Okay, next up, Chris Mamula from the Post-Gazette. Chris, go ahead and unmute.
Good morning, Lindsay. Thank you for being available today. Just to follow up a little bit on Marcy's question there, I'm wondering if the department is thinking about any change in strategy in the coming weeks. Is there anything in the works that's going to make delivery a little easier in light of the fact, of course, that vaccine supplies are very limited?
Sure. We're continuing to work with our systems to enhance them and, again, make sure that they're more accessible and equitable to the public. We also continue to work with providers across the state to make sure that they're aware of their, you know, everything that's necessary to be providing and distributing vaccines. So we'll continue to work through those parts of our strategy, and we'll continue to make enhancements as we're able.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Next up, Barbara Barr from WGAL. Barbara, go ahead and unmute.
Yes, thanks for taking my question, your time. I wanted to ask you, we get a lot of emails from seniors who perhaps do not have computers, they can't go online, or they get frustrated of clicking little dots on a map. Is there anything in the works to help them access making appointments, which even if they are able to get to that step, they can't get the appointment? And also, for those seniors that may not have a car to travel to a vaccine appointment, are there efforts in the works to reach out community-wide to help them?
That's a really great question, and absolutely. We are working with our partners at the Department of Aging, as well as our local partners at the area agencies on aging, to ensure that they have the support they need and can provide the resources that our most vulnerable individuals in Pennsylvania have.
And a follow-up question on just a slightly different note. I believe yesterday during the hearings, there was testimony that less than 20% of Pennsylvania's allocated vaccine is getting to nursing homes, long-term care facilities, and I know there is the partnership with CVS, the federal partnership. Are you looking perhaps at another strategy that could involve more pharmacies getting vaccine doses to these long-term care facilities?
We always continue to look at our systems to find where we might make enhancements. I will note that in our nursing facilities, we have vaccinated 64% of residents and staff within those facilities, and we continue to work with our partners at DHS to be able to increase that number.
Thank you very much.
Next up, Jamie Bittner from Fox 43. Jamie, go ahead.
Hi there. I have two different questions for you. Number one, I know that in the past there's been an issue as far as distribution into you didn't know where deliveries were going to happen or how many doses places are going to get. It seems that more dots are starting to appear on that map, but some places are reporting they're receiving very low doses. Do you feel like you're getting enough communication from the federal government on exactly where these doses are going in the state and how many each provider is getting, considering they're shipping straight to the providers anymore?
We continue to work with our partners, and it is continuously getting better with the federal government. They are our partners, so we work closely with them to ensure that we're aware of what's coming down the pike. And so, we are hopeful that that relationship and that collaboration will continue to get stronger.
My other question for you is I'm fielding a lot of questions from people that are in phase 1B, especially because there's so many essential workers in that phase, and some frustrations that they can't even get on waiting lists right now with the wait being so long. Is there any plans to open up phase 1B soon or at least let people start signing up who may be these essential workers?
Our focus at this time is to really get through 1A and make sure that our most vulnerable Pennsylvanians are being served. And so that is our focus at this time, and we'll continue to look to the future.
Next up, Hayden Mittman from WLVR News. Hayden, give me 1 second to go ahead and unmute you. Go ahead, Hayden.
Hi, thank you very much for giving me the chance to ask a question. I was looking this morning at a
list. Hayden, we've lost you the beginning part of your question. Could you start over, please?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. I was looking this morning at a CDC list of vaccine data, and Pennsylvania is pretty low on a list of states in vaccine distribution. Is there anything Pennsylvania can do to learn from other states and how they're handling vaccine to maybe improve how Pennsylvania handles distribution of the vaccine?
We always collaborate with our sister states to understand what they might be doing and to share best practices, and we'll continue to do that. Again, I want to note that 83% of our first doses allocated to Pennsylvania have been distributed and administered, and so I think that's an important number to stay focused on. And that's what we're focused on at the department.
Hayden, any follow?
No, thank you.
Okay, next up, Daniel Hamburg from ABC 27. Daniel, go ahead and unmute.
Republicans at the Capitol are pushing a bill today to put the National Guard in charge of distribution. So I know that you mentioned that HEMA has been working on this. What is your reaction to the legislature trying to put the National Guard in charge?
We've always worked closely with our partners at the National Guard. Right now, in fact, they're helping with our state nursing facilities. I will note that all public health infrastructure has been stretched by this pandemic, including the National Guard. So again, we'll continue to work collaboratively with our partners, and that includes the National Guard.
Daniel, any follow?
Yeah, one other quick question. Just in terms of... you guys said that you guys are holding the second dose. Is there a miscommunication? My colleague yesterday had an interview with two physicians who were concerned about that. What is the communication that you're providing to make sure that providers know that's coming?
I definitely think that's something we can enhance and can continue to work with providers on. Our communication to those providers have been that, we would like for them to put doses into people rather than letting them sit. And so that will continue to be a part of our communication to those providers, and we'll continue to enhance that as we move forward.
Next up, Nick Volturo from CBS 21. Nick, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. We're looking at a lot of neighboring states right now, like New York and New Jersey, that have set up what can be described as these mass vaccination clinics. They just announced one in the Bronx and in Yankee Stadium that they're going to be doing. Is Pennsylvania looking at something like this? Because, you know, every doctor that I've spoken with says, really, we need to start setting up these type of clinics to be able to get the amount of shots we need into people's arms so we can get to some form of herd immunity. So, I mean, is there plans for that for the state to move in that direction?
So the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency is currently considering that strategy and working through some of the planning for that. So we are looking at that. And I'd also note, again, every state is different. So while we might look similar in some ways to New York or West Virginia, our population is very different, as well as just some of the geography around Pennsylvania.
Just real quick follow-up, Ben. What is the biggest handcuff, or what's hamstringing them from being able to do that? Is it really the limited supply, or does this have something to do with, you know, with something else?
It is the limited supply.
Okay.
Next up, Paul Goh from the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul?
Hi, Lindsay.
Go ahead.
Hi, Lindsay. Thanks very much for taking my questions. I wanted to ask you two questions. One, how is the state approaching the balance of equity and availability right now? You know, there's questions about registration, obviously, but also distribution to communities that are really vulnerable.
Thank you for that question. We continue to work with trusted providers across the state, providers and stakeholders who we may have worked with during the testing and contact tracing part of our efforts. So we continue to work with those partners to ensure that we are reaching our most vulnerable communities. We also continue to improve our data collection, and again, would call on our provider partners to ensure that that they're collecting that demographic data so that we can continue to do that work around health equity.
Thanks. And the other question is, the Secretary yesterday in the Senate hearing talked about looking at the provider list and sort of maybe thinking about throughput and who could provide the vaccine faster, and maybe that in the initial stage where there isn't enough vaccine, that might be where the priority goes. And where is that? And is that would that limit the vaccination providers, you know, that exist already, or is that just for new vaccination providers?
So I think that would definitely be for all providers. We want to make sure that all providers that are involved in our strategy related to vaccines are educated and are aware of all of the communications coming from the department. So that would pertain to all providers.
Next up, Deanna Durante from NBC 10. Deanna, go ahead and unmute.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. Wanted to touch base on some of the confusion that we're seeing and we hear a lot about we can do better and we work with these partners, but we're still seeing all the confusion, whether it comes from you saying, the Department of Health, that is, don't get on multiple lists, to our county officials here in the southeastern section of the state saying, get on as many lists as you can. People saying that we should have a centralized vaccine registry. We shouldn't have a centralized vaccine registry. So the governor came out yesterday and said, maybe it's time to start looking at that. That's all adding to the confusion. Number one, where are we now with getting a centralized registry so people can know what is the harm with having one place where everybody can know if it's their neighborhood pharmacy or the county site, and then they can be on that waiting list? Because right now, no one can even be on a waiting list so that you can get to 1B.
Absolutely understand that, and definitely we've heard some of those frustrations ourselves. Again, I think the issue here is limited supply. We continue to work with that and continue to work with the federal government and our partners in the federal government to help mitigate that. As we do that, again, we just ask folks to stay patient, to make sure that they keep that second dose appointment, and just stay aware as we move forward. And again, wear your mask, wash up, and practice social distancing.
But since we are dealing with limited supply, wouldn't now be the time to make changes that when we do have an onslaught of vaccine and want to do millions at a time, we can make it a little smoother than this process has been?
We are working towards making enhancements to our systems that might be able to mitigate some of those issues.
Next up, Flora Pastorero from Penn Watch. Flora, go ahead and unmute.
Hi, good morning. My first question is for the doctor.
Doctor, I think there's some question and confusion. Once you get the vaccine, can you still transmit COVID?
Flora, please hold. I'm just making sure that we still have Dr. Kelly. We've had some technical issues. Okay, apologies, Flora. We do not have him anymore. We did lose him on the technical side.
Okay, Lindsay, can you handle that question? Or
why don't you go ahead and repeat for Lindsay?
Sure. The question is, once you get the vaccine, if you, in fact, have COVID or have symptoms of it, can you still transmit it to others?
Yes, you can. And so that's something, again, that we want to continue to work with our providers and community members in providing education about, because, again, there's still a lot to be learned here, and I think we're still working to figure out how the vaccination plays into all of that. But that's why we're asking folks to stay home and still practice some of those mitigation efforts.
Okay, and my second question, and I'm relying on yesterday's numbers, is this still accurate that Pennsylvania has received 2 million doses?
No.
How many doses have we now received?
We have received, sorry, Flora.
That's okay.
Through the end of the week, actually, Flora, let me find that number and get back to you if you don't mind.
Yeah, I was just looking at the press release that came out yesterday. Yeah. Come out yet updated, and I believe it said we had received about 2.1 million.
I think I might still have that same number, but we want to check to get you the right number through the end of this week. So let us follow up with you on that.
Okay. So if we've received 2.1 million doses, and I believe you said we've administered about 1.1 million doses, and you indicated there is a lag in reporting. It sounds like there's a huge supply that's just sitting there. What's the problem? I mean, why can't we get this out to the public?
So again, Flora, again, I do want to underscore the reporting. And again, for our provider partners, reporting to us timely is so important so that we are aware of what's happening out there and we are aware of what we have. And again, I think on our end, we distribute to providers and are trying to get the vaccine out. And again, I think it also goes back to making sure that folks are not holding those second doses and rather putting those into folks as soon as they can, because we know that we will be receiving other distributions and we'll be able to follow up on those second doses.
And do you think that's a big problem, that they're holding back on that second dose?
I can't say for sure, but that is something that we are looking into and something that we're constantly communicating with providers about.
Okay, next up. We have Stephanie Stahl from CBS3 in Philadelphia. Stephanie, go ahead and unmute.
Can you hear me? Hi, good morning. So you keep talking about the limited supplies here. All states are talking about limited supplies, but many other states, including New Jersey, have a centralized system. So why can't Pennsylvania have a centralized system? There is so much confusion. You keep saying, well, the providers need to do things, but it's really chaos. And we also, according to Johns Hopkins, have the highest positivity rate, or one of the highest, in the country now. So doesn't Pennsylvania need to take charge a little bit better in distributing vaccine, at least?
So our focus at this point, again, is on our 1A population, our most vulnerable citizens. Again, I think as we compare states, it's important to look at the demographics of our state and recognize that Pennsylvania has an older population than some of our surrounding states. We also have a larger number of skilled nursing facilities and long-term care facilities that fit under 1A. And so, again, our focus is to make sure that those folks are vaccinated before we move into any further enhancements. But I can tell you that we are working tirelessly with our partners at Pima and with our other sister agencies to ensure that we are getting through 1A and then working to answer folks' questions as soon as they come in. And, again, I just want to note that 83% of the first doses that we've received, we have administered.
Stephanie, any follow-up?
No, thank you.
Okay, next we have Aaron Martin with WPXI. Aaron, go ahead and unmute.
Hi, Lindsay. Thank you for taking the time. I do have a couple of quick questions. One thing we've been hearing pretty consistently here in Allegheny County is that they haven't been getting consistent communication from the state on what supply will be there. I know the state, of course, is only getting it about a week in advance from the federal government, but how is that information being communicated to the local health departments, and when are they actually getting that information from the state?
We're working to enhance that communication line and ensure that we can communicate that as fast as we can to those partners. I think at our last press conference, we talked about that in, communication kind of speeding up from the federal government. So as that happens, we're hopeful that that will trickle down with the communication that we have with our county and municipal health departments.
But just on that note, I mean, I think it was on the Tuesday before the following week is when the state is getting that information. When is that then being passed to the counties?
Typically, we give that information to them in that same time frame, within that same week. We survey them and, again, work closely with them to provide information and receive feedback from them. So it sounds like we'll continue to do that and enhance that process moving forward.
And just, I'm sorry, one very quick follow-up. You spoke earlier about working to try to get people who don't have Internet access or are having trouble with the Internet getting signed up for vaccine appointments. Can you give any timetable on when those people can expect getting that assistance from the state?
So right now we have staff on our 877 PA Healthline who are ready to take calls from folks to help them navigate through that map. Again, because of limited supply, we can't promise that that will get those folks an appointment. But at the very least, we'll be able to navigate them through our website, provide answers to questions that they might have, and education about the vaccine.
Next up is Jim Melwert from KYW News Radio. Jim, go ahead.
With all due respect, I feel like there's a lot of lip service and excuses here about improvements, looking at improvements, but not actual change. To quote Senator Mensch from yesterday's hearing, we have a real downstream mess. It's not just the federal government. What's actually being done?
Absolutely. We're working, again, like I said, with our partners and our provider networks to make sure that we're getting these vaccines out as soon as possible. Also, we know that our federal partnership next week with our pharmacies, hopefully the feds are going to start to provide those vaccines directly to those pharmacies. And so we know that we'll have an additional supply coming out of that. And again, we're working with our partners at the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency and our partners at county government to help figure out how we might be able to make this distribution more effortless, more efficient, and more equitable.
And I asked this question earlier this week when we kind of had a communication breakdown. PA's PrepMod system. Montgomery County is using that for scheduling. When somebody is eligible and gets a link, they can send that out to everyone and all their friends can sign up on that. So multiple people can sign up on the same link. Is the state doing anything to correct that? And do you recommend people using it? Montgomery County says that's the best software to use because of the tracking and everything else. Should they be using that for scheduling, and is the state aware of the issue?
We are aware of the issue, but we wouldn't recommend folks use PrepMod, or at least that they do not forward it out. That is the issue that we've seen with that centralized link, is that it was meant to go to folks who work in those long-term care facilities, and instead those folks were able to forward that out, again, causing up kind of a backlog on that link. So we're working with our partners to try to figure out working that through, and then are also working with our own systems to make enhancements moving forward.
Thank you.
And our last question is Aaron McCarthy from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Aaron, go ahead and unmute.
Hi, Lindsay. As I'm sure you're aware, a lot of counties have gotten a small supply of vaccine this week. Some of the most populated ones receiving only 1,000 vaccines and sometimes none for first doses. I understand you're dealing with limited supply from the federal government and you have more providers ready to vaccinate people than before. But at a certain point, it seems to not make sense to keep dividing the supply smaller and smaller. If the vaccine supply is spread so thinly among providers, will you at some point start turning providers away until there's more supply?
We are, again, just looking to see what happens with all of the supply coming in, and we'll continue to kind of think that through. I think that it's really important to stress that it's, you know, we're working and we've made 83% of those first dose administrations. We have 1,600 providers across the state to work with, and so it's really important for us to be able to communicate with them and be able to get all of that information out timely.
Right, but I understand that, but there are counties like Montgomery County, Lehigh County, who got very few first doses this week and say they're about to run out and can't schedule new clinics. Can they expect to get more or even some first doses next week?
As the supply goes up, we will those numbers will continue to go up as well. We have to distribute as equitably as possible across the state. And so, unfortunately, when we do that, some of the supply goes down in other areas. We do, again, I have to remind folks that we are working in 66 counties within the state. And so, again, have to try to distribute to all of those counties. I understand it can be frustrating, but as we see that supply go up, those numbers will also go up again.
Thank you. That concludes today's press briefing. A copy of this briefing will be available on pacast.com.